Well, early this morning, entrepreneur Elon Musk tweeted about a new company he's starting. It's called Neuralink. Musk said there will be more details in about a week. But the company would reportedly use technology to implant electrodes in our brains to connect us to computers. Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. She joins us from New York. Hi, Lynette.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And this idea sounds like it's straight out of a Michael Crichton book. I'm thinking now Westworld, come to life. How would this work?
Not to get too comic book guy on you, but it's actually the plot of Mass Effect Andromeda. I learned that from Twitter. So anyway, so what this would do, according to Elon, is add another layer of intelligence to your brain. He's like, you have the limbic system, you have the cortex, and then this would kind of be a digital layer over that that would allow you to connect to technology faster. It would kind of supercharge your brain, almost like Mario after he eats one of those mushrooms.
Hmm. And what would the applications be? What would you be using this for?
I'm assuming that it means using technology faster. Elon talked about how slow we are when we use our thumbs with our phones. It would allow us to connect directly to technology instead of having to use our appendages. It's like an ultimate sync to the internet and to artificial intelligence.
Is the technology there for this?
That's unclear. I mean, you have to remember that Elon is all about moonshots. He's hiring some of the best minds in the field to figure out exactly how to get this done. He's saying that he can get it done possibly without having to do any kind of invasive surgery. It would just be something that you would connect to the back of your head or something like that, that would give you this supercharged semi-robotic ability.
Hmm. Now, Elon Musk is currently CEO of Tesla and SpaceX. He's also the guy behind Hyperloop, which, amazing idea. I still haven't seen anybody take one yet.
And don't forget that Tesla bought SolarCity, which was the residential solar energy company that his cousin helmed and went almost into bankruptcy. Unless Tesla had bought it, it would be no more. And so not only is Elon managing Tesla, he's managing SolarCity within that, which is $700 million worth of whatever every quarter. So he has a lot on his plate. You know, people clown him for this all the time, but there was a $1,000 deposit that people put down for his Model 3, which is supposed to be the mid-priced $35,000 sedan that Tesla is supposed to roll out. People haven't heard about that money in about 317 days. So it's unclear. Everything is happening very slowly in the world of Elon Musk. And it sounds like there are more big money-raising ideas coming out of it than actual product.
So we may not have a wire connected to the back of our head anytime soon.
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay. And are other companies working on this same kind of idea?
You know, I think that the Wall Street Journal mentioned that Facebook is putting out some feelers for experts to delve into this for them. But in terms of this big idea of, you know, creating another consciousness for humans that's also robotic, no one really comes at it like Elon Musk. And people are, if they are doing it, they're doing it secretly. Elon is a huge showman. This is how he raises money. This is how he gets people excited about his products. So not only is he talking about, you know, enhancing the human existence, but he's speaking to this sci-fi notion of the singularity, you know, when humans surpass biology and become semi-robotic because we have to survive the robot apocalypse before they become too intelligent and take us out. I mean, this is some pretty futuristic stuff.
That's Lynette Lopez, who is a senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. Lynette, thanks so much.
Thanks.